Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord for another beautiful day. We thank God for making it possible for us to see today. We appreciate the Lord for his mighty power. We appreciate the Lord for his grace. Wherever you are, begin to appreciate the Lord for the gift of life. Thank him for his mercies. Thank him for what he has done in your life. Thank the Lord for who he is. Thank the Lord for what he's still going to do. Appreciate him. Appreciate him. Take a time and appreciate the Lord. Thank you, 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 Lord. Glory, 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 glory be to the name of the Lord. Makado kalubra andra sutu kadi. Lambrokulekunde suti kaimo prakatalakisia. Thank you, Father. Amen. Beloved, if you are joining us for the first time, you are welcome. This is I Voted Prophetic and Prayer Program. And this program is a midnight program between the hour of 12 midnight to 1 a.m. God has been using this program to do a lot. God has been using this program to break yoke, to set people free. And I must confess and tell you the truth. Every day we have testimony rolling in from this program, telling us of the wonder working power of the Lord. I appreciate how those people have been praying the prayers. And I sincerely want to appreciate those who have been sharing with their friends. No, many people have a lot of people following them, and I really appreciate the Lord for that, because they are making life of people better. They are waking up the prayer altar of people, and at the same time, they are being of help to the life of people. And that is just the major assignment that God has given to us. We are to show the glory of God, and we are also to make impact in the life of people positively. Begin to appreciate the Lord and bless his name, magnify him, give him glory, give him honor. Thank you, Father. Aha. Thank you, Lord. We give glory to the Lord. He reigns. We give glory to the Lord. He reigns. Oh, he reigns. He reigns. He reigns. We give glory to the Lord. He reigns. Adoration. Adoration to the Lord. He reigns. Adoration to the Lord. He reigns. Oh, he reigns. He reigns. He reigns. Adoration to the Lord. He reigns. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. I want you to say thank you, Jesus, 7 times. Let's go. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Beloved, I want you to get ready now as we begin to pray. When you begin to pray this prayer, the power of Holy Ghost will come upon you. The yoke and the arrow of the enemy programmed into your body shall go back to the sender. Every negative dream shall stop. The power of God will break that yoke, and you begin to see the hand of God in your life. Pray this prayer very well. Say, my prayer altar, receive fresh fire in the name of Jesus. My prayer altar, receive fresh fire in the name of Jesus. My prayer altar, receive fresh fire in the name of Jesus. My prayer altar, receive fresh fire in the name of Jesus. My prayer altar, receive fresh fire in Jesus' name. We pray. Say, oh God, my Father, ignite my prayer altar with your fire in the name of Jesus. Oh God, my Father, ignite my prayer altar with your fire. In the name of Jesus, oh God, my Father, ignite my prayer altar with your fire. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, my Father, I want to be a prayer eagle. Anoint me with power in the name of Jesus. My Father, I want to be a prayer eagle. Anoint me with power in the name of Jesus. My Father, I want to be a prayer eagle. Anoint me with power in Jesus' name we pray. Say, any power using the hours of the night to plant sickness into my body, in the name of Jesus. Any power using the hour of the night to plant sickness into my body, in the name of Jesus. Any power using the hours of the night to plant sickness into my body, in Jesus' name we pray. Those who are laughing with me in the day and they are working against me in the night, receive open disgrace in the name of Jesus. Those who are laughing with me in the day
and they are working against me in the night, receive open disgrace in the name of Jesus. Those who are laughing with me in the day and they are working against me in the night, receive open disgrace, receive open disgrace, receive open disgrace in the name of Jesus. Those who are laughing with me in the day and they are working against me in the night, receive open disgrace in Jesus' name we pray. Aha. Thank you, Father. Aha. Say every anti-prayer material in my life. In the name of Jesus, every anti-prayer materials in my life. In the name of Jesus, every anti-prayer material in my life. In the name of Jesus, every anti-prayer material in my life. In the name of Jesus, every anti-prayer material in my life. In Jesus' name we pray. Aha. Say, my Father, revive my prayer life by fire. In the name of Jesus, my Father, revive my prayer life by fire. In the name of Jesus, my Father, revive my prayer life by fire. In the name of Jesus, my Father, revive my prayer life by fire. In the name of Jesus, my Father, revive my prayer life by fire. In Jesus' name we pray. Wonderful. Aha. Three prayers we want to pray now with anger. Say every evil prophecy against my life and my family be rendered useless in the name of Jesus. Every evil prophecy against my life and my family be rendered useless in the name of Jesus. Every evil prophecy against my life and my family be rendered useless in the name of Jesus. Every evil prophecy against my life and my family be rendered useless in the name of Jesus. Every evil prophecy against my life and my family be rendered useless in the name of Jesus. Every evil prophecy against my life and my family be rendered useless, be rendered useless, be rendered useless in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Aha. That is wonderful. That is wonderful. Aha. Say every problem associated with the dead be destroyed by fire in the name of Jesus. Every problem in my life associated with the dead be destroyed by fire in the name of Jesus. Every problem in my life associated with the dead be destroyed by fire in Jesus' name we pray. Aha. Aha. Look at what God is doing now. That spirit of the dead that is invoked against you is being destroyed. Say graveyard power release by destiny. Aha. When somebody is having a dream and is seeing those who are dead long time in the family, or they are calling him, they are talking with him, he's seeing them as if they are still alive. He's talking with them as if they were still alive. That is graveyard spirit. That fellow must pray aggressively against that spirit. Shout it loud and clear. Graveyard spirit, release my destiny in the name of Jesus. Graveyard spirit, release my destiny in the name of Jesus. Graveyard spirit, release my destiny in the name of Jesus. Graveyard spirit, release my destiny. Release my destiny in Jesus' name. The Bible says there is no relationship between the living and the dead. You are going to pray that prayer again. If you have been having a dream of dead people and it has become constant, shout it again. Every covenant with the spirit of the dead, break in the name of Jesus. Every covenant with the spirit of the dead, break, 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 in Jesus' name we pray. Aha. You will not die before your time. Thank you, Father. Beloved, yesterday I was talking about when evil author is fighting against you. When evil author is fighting against you. It's a dangerous thing when evil author is raging against a man. It's a dangerous thing when evil author is the one that is contending against the life of a person. It is very, very dangerous thing. Because altars is a place of slaughter. A place where something is slaughtered to something that is being watching. Altar is a place of sacrifice. Sacrifice to appease a particular idol. Or to gain favor. Altar is a spiritual dining table where spirit eats from. of altars is a place of spiritual exchange. So when altar is fighting against someone, it means that they have taken the case of that fellow to evil altar. And they are trying to exchange the destiny of that fellow. They are trying to program something into the life of that fellow. They are trying to manipulate. They are trying to cast evil into the life of that fellow. They are trying to tie down. They are trying to remote and monitor the life of that fellow from that altar. Altar is a place of spiritual traffic. It can be good, it can be bad. Beloved, altar is a place that is a place where covenants are formed. So when evil altar is raised against somebody, that fellow will be noticing a lot of failure at the edge of his breakthrough. That fellow will not be able to pray. He tries to pray, he will slip off. Altar has been raised against him. He tries to read the Bible, he will slip off. Altar has been raised against him. He will notice something is moving inside of him like a worm, like serpent. Something is moving around. Altar has been raised against him. He will notice that he cannot have a dream. Or he had a dream, he cannot recollect the dream. Altar has been raised against him. When altar has been raised against somebody, that fellow will be falling into error. That fellow will be making unpardonable mistakes. Altar has been raised against him. He will be losing money anyhow. Altar has been raised against him. Sometimes he will notice that he's losing memory. Altar has been raised against him. He will have a business and customers will not be coming. Altar has been raised against him. He will have money, but he will not know how he spend the money. Altar has been raised against him. He will find out that where people get to and they receive favor, he cannot receive favor. Altar has been raised against him. Altar is a place of spiritual covenant. Altar is a place of spiritual traffic. Evil things can be programmed into the life of people through altar. Altar is a place of spiritual fellowship. You must understand this one. When altar of darkness is raised against someone, is the major assignment of that altar is to kill, to steal and destroy good things in the life of someone. Majority of time you see some sacrifice at the crossroad. That is a negative altar. That ground where that sacrifice has been placed on, that ground has been covenanted immediately. You must know what to do. Many people build a house and they bury charms into that house. That foundation of that house now become an altar of darkness, and evil will be trafficking into that house. We need to pray. A building where somebody is living can become evil altar. If you don't understand what they have done in the foundation, many evil altars have been raised against people today. Some people pack into a building and everything they brought into that building vanished because there's altar in that building. When altar is raised against somebody, they will demote him from the position of the top to the beneath. When altar is raised against that against a person, life becomes very hard. When altar is raised against someone, that fellow will be falling until he can rise up to fight it, or he can dismantle the altar. The prophet of Baal raised altars. They shouted and called upon their God. They are calling upon their God because their God do answer them before. But at this moment, there's another powerful altar that is standing. The altar of the cross of Calvary is a strong altar that can pull down evil altar. At evil altar, there is what we call dark ministration going on. Many people sleep in their houses, not knowing that the foundation of that house is on evil altar. And that is why some people cannot have good dreams, strange and mysterious dreams every night, because the house is on evil altar. The house is on evil altar. I pray that every evil altar working against your destiny, that altar shall be pulled down in the name of Jesus Christ. When there is evil altar raised against a man, it will be very empty within. he will be telling you that something is going on in his life, but he could not explain because altars have been raised against him. Altars have been raised against him. Beloved, you must raise altar of prayer against altar of darkness. You must rise up and raise altar of prayer against altar of darkness. Read 1 Samuel chapter 7, verse 5 to 13. You understand the mystery of altar. You understand why altar is very important to deal with if it's negative altar, and why you have to raise a godly altar against negative altar. Every host of darkness that gather against you shall scatter in the name of Jesus Christ. Do you know that the tree can be an altar of darkness? The enemy is hiding on the ignorance of people to attack them. Altar can be used to spoil good things. Altars can be used to frustrate peoples. Altar can be used to frustrate actions and to destroy effort of people. At every evil altar, there is a priest. At every evil altar, there is a sacrifice. Every sacrifice, an evil priest, an evil altar ministering defeat into your life shall die in the name of Jesus Christ. Any satanic priest standing at the evil altar to call your name for defeat, to call your name for demotion, to program infirmity and sickness into your life, may that altar catch fire. May the altar catch fire. May the altar catch fire in the name of Jesus Christ. I'm going to stop there. We'll continue tomorrow. Wherever you are, as you are listening to me now, I want you to begin to confess your sin. Tell the Lord to have mercy upon you. Tell the Lord that he show his mercy upon you. Some people notice that their children will be crying uncontrollably at night. Altars have been raised against them. You must stop that altar by raising prayer altar. The way to stop the evil altar is by raising prayer altar. You raise a prayer altar against evil altar, and the prayer altar will pull down the evil altar. Elijah raised a new altar against old altar and pull down the old altar. And the power of God fell. Lisko prakotekwa. Begin to confess your sin. Tell the Lord to have mercy. Thank you, Father. Lago gagra kalaburoko tesopea. In Jesus' name we pray. Please get a bottle of water. Get a bottle of water. Get a bottle of oil. If you don't have water, get oil. But get a mantle. A mantle can be an handkerchief, can be your towel, can be your clothes, can be your bed sheet. Just get it. I want to pray on it. It is not matter whatever it is. The prayer coming is the magnetic power. Prayer coming is the one that will overshadow it and turn it to power. It's prayer that is coming that will turn it to mantle and become a mantle of fire. They can be ordinary water, they can be ordinary oil, ordinary clothes, but when the prayer is offered, it becomes the carrier of power. I speak to that mantle, to that cloth. Receive power in the name of Jesus. Let the Holy Ghost overshadow that cloth, overshadow that mantle, overshadow in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost, let the fabrics of the mantle receive fire in the name of Jesus. I soak the mantle in the blood of Jesus. I should hold that mantle. You are holding power in the name of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus mix with the water, mix with the oil. Let the fire of deliverance mix with the water, mix with the oil. They become divine medication. In Jesus' name we pray. Now put the mantle on your head. When we finish the prayer now, you can put the mantle under your pillow. You can put it there and sleep on it. You can put it on, you can lie on it, no problem. You can put it on top of your chest. You have any sickness anywhere, you can place it there. By the time you wake up tomorrow, you find out that everything there had vanished, of sickness had vanished from your body. Yes, any you have a swelling in your body, just put the mantle there. The mantle is a mantle of power. Rakrupa kuzakada sakuparaka. I command that mantle to receive fire, receive fire, receive fire, receive fire, receive fire. Aha! Ah, place it back on your head. Leko kurobosutukad. Now pray. Listen to me. Prayer is the only way. Oh, don't let me use that word. Prayer is one of the powerful ways to get the power of heaven into our lives. Yes, it's one of the powerful ways to get the power of heaven into our life. And we must know how to pray. You must know how to pray. Aha. As children of God, prayer is something we must do every day. It's our food. There's a price to pay to get into God in prayers. It is spending time in prayer that matters this time around. You must be able to pray. As a serious Christian, you must be able to pray for 30 minutes a day. You must be able to pray with fire. When you begin to pray like that, before you know, you are gathering strength and power. Prayer is the key to make God's power to be effective in our lives. It is time to catch fire of prayer. It is time to become a generator of power. Shout this prayer loud and clear. Magosaka. Say, every attack against my prayer life, there, in the name of Jesus, every attack against my prayer life, there, 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 in Jesus' name we pray. Yes, look at it now. Makaraba. Say, any power raising evil altar to weaken my life, there, in the name of Jesus, any power raising evil altar to weaken my life, there, in Jesus' name we pray. Evil altar ministering defeat into my life, there, in the name of Jesus. Evil altar ministering defeat into my life, there, in the name of Jesus. Evil altar ministering defeat into my life, there, in Jesus' name. Say, Holy Ghost fire. Shout it 3 times. Holy Ghost fire. Holy Ghost fire. Holy Ghost fire. Consume every evil altar erected against me and my family, in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost fire. Holy Ghost fire. Holy Ghost fire. Consume and burn to ashes every evil altar erected against me and my family, in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost fire. Holy Ghost fire. Holy Ghost fire. Consume and burn to ashes every evil altar erected against me and my family, in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost fire. Holy Ghost fire. Holy Ghost fire. Consume and burn to ashes every evil altar erected against me and my family, in Jesus' name. I want to beg you to do this prayer for about 10 minutes on your own. Very important. Thank you, Father. Say, I release myself from the bondage of evil altar, in the name of Jesus. I release myself from the bondage of evil altar, in the name of Jesus. I release myself from the bondage of evil altar, in the name of Jesus. I release myself from the bondage of evil altar, in the name of Jesus. I release myself from the bondage of evil altar, in the name of Jesus. I release myself from the bondage of evil altar, in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Say, every strong man assigned against my destiny, there, in the name of Jesus. Every strong man assigned against my destiny, there, 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 in Jesus' name we pray. Somebody should pray this prayer. Pray this prayer for your husband or for your wife. Say this way. Say, you strong man keeping my husband in the valley. If you are a man, say wife. You strong man keeping my wife in the valley, there, in the name of Jesus. You strong man keeping my wife in the valley, there, 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 in Jesus' name. If you have not married, say, you strong man keeping my life in the valley, there, in the name of Jesus. You strong man keeping my wife in the valley, there, now, 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 there. You strong man keeping my wife in the valley, there, in Jesus' name we pray. Now, this prayer you are going to pray is going to work wonders. Say, any strong man hiding what belongs to me, release it now, there, in the name of Jesus. Any strong man hiding what belongs to me, release it, release it, release it now. I command you to release it. Yes, release the green card. Yes, release the document. Yes, release the breakthrough. Yes, release the visa. Yes, yes, release it, release it, release it, release it, release it, release it, release the brain, release the brain, release the womb, release the womb, release the children, release the release it, release it. Yes, release the wedding gown now. Release, 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 release. You strong man, hiding what belongs to me, release it now. Release, release that business, release it. Release him, release him. You strong man, hiding that man in the prison. Release him, release him, release him, release him. You strong man, keeping that man in the prison. Release him, release him, release him now. Release him now, release him now. In Jesus' name we pray. That's a very strong prayer. I advise you to pray for 10 minutes also with the one I've given to you before. A lot of things will begin to happen. I pray right now that the oil in your hand, as you put it on your head, the power of God will flow. Now anoint your head. Holy Ghost, move. That is it. Holy Ghost, move. Aha. Say it to yourself. Say, Holy Ghost, move into my body from my head to my toes, in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost, move into my body from my head to my toes, in Jesus' name. Anoint your chest. Say, Holy Ghost, move inside my body from my chest to my body, in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost, move inside my body from my chest to my toes, in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost, move inside my body from my chest to my toes. Holy Ghost fire, move inside my body from my chest to my toes, in Jesus' name. Anoint your stomach. Say, Holy Ghost fire, move inside my stomach. Aha, aha,
Holy Ghost fire, move inside my stomach, pass through my legs, in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost fire, move inside my stomach, pass through my leg, pass through my head, pass through my body. Holy Ghost fire, move inside my body, move inside my body, through my stomach, in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost fire, move inside my body, move inside my leg, move inside my body. Aha. Now you need to mention the organ in your body that you can remember. Holy Ghost fire, move from my stomach into my liver, into my kidney. Aha. Holy Ghost fire, move to my bladder, move to my lung, in the name of Jesus. Move, move, move now, in Jesus' name we pray. Now anoint your hands. Holy Ghost fire, overshadow my hand, in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost fire, overshadow my hand, in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost fire, overshadow my hand, in Jesus' name. Say to your legs, Holy Ghost fire, overshadow my legs, in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost fire, overshadow my legs, in Jesus' name we pray. Beloved, raise your prayer request out. I can see the Lord answering this prayer request. I want to thank God for all the requests we have been hearing that God has touched, and God has been answering the request. Lord, I thank you for this request. Let there be testimony, let there be answer to this request, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. We pray for as many people who are joining us, those who are going to listen to this voice audios later. I pray that you will be blessed. The Lord will lift you up. The Lord will promote you. Those who have not married, this year is your year. Those who have not given back, this year is your year. Those whose business have come down, God will raise your business, in the name of Jesus. There shall be many more testimony, in Jesus' name we pray. Beloved, in case you want to share testimony with us, you can send an information to my WhatsApp number, 0802-336-9298. Aha. 0802-336-9298. Aha. Fellowship at Mountain of Fire Miracle Ministry, B1 Close, 7th Avenue, First Tank Town, and I remain your friend, Pastor Emmanuel Akinola. God bless you in Jesus' name. Don't forget, today is 29 of the month of January, year 2022. God bless you so much, and you must know that God is still working wonders. Before this month ends, your portion shall be released in Jesus' name.